10 years in prison. That after failing to take steps that could have prevented the killing of four students. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes soon, but for tonight, maybe a few isolated showers, perhaps. Overnight low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, widespread rain and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and more likely in the evening and nighttime hours. Locally, heavy rainfall totals, a severe weather risk with all modes of severe weather possible. High in the upper 70s tomorrow. Some leftover showers first half of the day Thursday, high 73. Nice weather Friday, Saturday, Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
How dare you!
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Anyway, and I don't want to choose my words. I was just thinking, anyway. I just, look, I mean, Putin's kleptocracy, yeah, it was in January, after he'd been elected, the late January, early February. He said, it's not, we lead, not just, well, I won't go into it.
Here's what dry
drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers. For two reasons. One, it's an impact that decades are making because inaction was with the Department of from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, the idea that and Joan Shingang, I'm going to pass by Shanga.
But there's, there to be, beginning this effort, and I want you to know that I want to thank you as well for.
But the nature, not.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was a foot him. Foot. Look. A solid meeting with the Los Angeles what am I doing here? From the also increase corporate growth.
They make a very good point. Here's the deal.
159,000 billion dollars left. My plan is to make concrete.
What? I know President leading tech companies like Anthropic, and I'm going to mispronounce. I'm not going to try.
Beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer. It is defined. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes.
By the end of a governing crisis, it's time to end it. These constant.
Because that's why we cannot let this election be one where the same man who was president 4 years ago. I'll never forget. I won't go into that. Anyway, I just think that
Florida Small Business Winner Award winner, Business Week winner. I mean, as the Evolve Institution.
Take baths of the anyway.
Overruled Dot to reinstate the
32nd freestanding have free 30 free.
I'm just following my orders here.
I can't take it anymore.
Well, that makes two of us.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Just heard 4 minutes of bullcrap, gibberish from a mental patient, and I'm supposed to believe that half the country wants 4 more years of that stuff. Get out of here! It's happy hour.
And here they are,
Reggie Dell and Rosie Brown heading down the court at 3:10.
Please clap.
I didn't even have to prompt him today. He must have been awake. All right. First of all, I wanted to take a moment at the start. Today, they're laying to rest a great local media guy, somebody who is about as universally, when you work in a business, you devote your life to a business, I don't care what it is, and even your competitors respect the heck out of you. That was Charlie Greider.
Yeah.
and I was unable to attend his service today because of the time, but I wanted to begin the show by saying once again, as I've said many times, just a superhuman being and as universally loved in one profession as any person can ever hope to be, because he was a good man.
Yep.
And treated everybody with respect and kindness, always with an encouraging word, and we lost a good man with him. I'm hoping that Larry Stevens or Rich Thomas will be able to join us a little bit later and offer some additional insights. I didn't know Charlie well. I just know that we communicated every so often. It was always very friendly, and he was very, very welcoming and supportive of me when I first came to town. When others thought I might last a week, Charlie said, hang in there. So I was touched by him while he was alive and really loved the guy, and we'll miss him now that he's passed on. 12 minutes after 3, did you know him?
I did. He was at WHHY when I was there, and he was, like Rich, very welcoming, very helpful, answered a lot of questions that I had, and was always, you know, interested in how your day was going, and he's just a great guy.
Larry Stevens is the guy I hope will give us a call when he gets some free time on his hands to offer some additional thoughts about Charlie, but I wanted to open the show with that today. Even though I opened with this bonehead, I hear that. Those clips are edited together, but they are not edited. That's him.
Right.
The mental midget running America right now. And as radical, well, I mean, I don't really believe that Joe is that radical. I believe the people that are pulling his strings and pushing him out there filled with Ritalin, they're the ones that are that radical.
Absolutely.
And that begins and ends with the front man for that crap show.
Assalamu alaikum.
Him. Because what they're trying to do now is the fundamental transformation that Obama knew he couldn't get away with. No matter how much the media licked his ass, you know, we just weren't going to. Like, there's an article here today, just as a quick example. He was at a rally today, Biden was, and he threatened to, quote, expire Republicans who didn't back his health care plans. Why do we need more health care plans? Wasn't Obamacare supposed to fix all of that crap? And our weak-kneed, cowardly Republicans, we don't need to send any more of those back to D.C. Personally, I think women will do better. They have more intestinal fortitude. They went, yeah, they campaigned on, we're going to end Obamacare. We're going to take the government out of your health care and look for free enterprise solutions to making it better. Instead, we end up with fascism. We're going to fine you if you don't buy a health insurance plan. And there's still millions of people that have no health care whatsoever.
Exactly.
So on what planet, where is he coming from now? Is this going to be another one of his trillion-dollar ideas? That's all he comes up with. Still pushing for the electrification of everything when Americans, Republicans want nothing to do with EVs, and now Democrats are finally waking the hell up. But there's tens of thousands of them sitting around waiting to be purchased. We don't want them. But every single one of these ideas limits freedom. And they just hate freedom. That's the only thing I can surmise from what they're advocating. And, well, I don't see the point in going on a rant. That's not going to change anything. The police chief of Montgomery was placed on leave, no reason given. Because it's totally normal in any city that's big enough to have its own force to put the chief on administrative leave and not explain why they're doing it. A guy who came here with a reputation for the very thing he stands accused of, but he got hired anyway. I wonder why. How does that work? But nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Either that or Mark Zuckerberg is screwing around with my algorithms again and doesn't want you to know this for some reason. but that is true. Otherwise, on Facebook, I'm trying to post interesting stuff, basically benign, like the Swiss Army wife picture of a woman with nails that all look like various tools on a Swiss Army knife. It's very funny. We have yesterday's Idiocracy broadcast with David Blackman. That's available if you missed it yesterday. And the image, you know, let me ask you this. Is anybody feeling a loss now that the eclipse has come and gone? Then we had the air show, all the excitement of the build-up to that. That closes, and then we have the greatest show on Earth, if that's the way to describe it. And I think people are suffering from some kind of a malady of some sort.
Does seeing the sun today leave you feeling depressed? You may be suffering from post-eclipse letdown disorder, a condition that affects anyone who enjoyed yesterday's sudden darkness. Fortunately, there's a cure. Introducing your eyelids. Thanks to these two pieces of skin, you can have darkness wherever you are, whenever you want. Just close your eyes and voila! It's your own personal eclipse. Sometimes they'll close on their own for a surprise eclipse. Like when you watch golf on TV. Or listen to your spouse gripe about work. Your eyelids. Don't let the sun bring you down.
So who would like to learn more about... we had a second eclipse last night. Well, we were plunged into darkness around 7:30. Were you there for that?
No.
How about polyamory?
No.
Yeah, that's another thing. In fact, I saw a picture. A woman married some kind of an inflatable thing. You know, the deviants are just winning away here. They finally have bullied the media into accepting just about any crackpot concept they come up with. And we're just goose-stepping right along like good little obedient citizens like George Carlin. In fact, this would be a good day. I'm going to do that in just a moment here. Because we also want to play menthol. In fact, I'll do that going into the break. How about that?
Okay.
I'm going to play Carlin and the owners, because it still resonates. I know some of you have heard it 1,000 times. I have. But every time I hear it, it just makes you look at what's going on today. Go to citizenfreepress.com and take a look at the headlines. What else do you want to know? By the way, the Supreme Court of Arizona ruled that an 1864 law banning all abortions is still in force. So it's now completely illegal in Arizona. And I'm sidestepping the moral argument because I think it's the ultimate disrespect to human life. But that's my opinion. This is killing Republicans. Even with everything else in the balance, our personal economies, our individual liberties, everything on the line, for some reason, this is that important to... For example, an abortion rights measure in very red Ohio. Ohio's not far from Florida as a red state. The abortion rights amendment there went easily, 57 to 43. That's a reality we got to deal with. If we make that a campaign issue, we're going to lose. We're not just going to lose the White House to this bumbling idiot we have. God help us if it falls into the hands of the... cackling clown that's sitting a heartbeat away. But we'll lose the House and the Senate, too. On that issue, Trump was ahead of the curve again yesterday when he said it should be left over to the states. And Kristi Noem, who would make a good vice presidential candidate for him, agreed. It is a losing issue. You can have the most powerful, passionate, personal feelings about it. And I do. I don't get it. I'll be that blunt with you. I just don't get it. But we're in the middle of a chess match for the future of this country. We cannot afford to lose in November. We just can't, because you can kiss this country goodbye. It's already, how far down the toilet does it have to go before it's irretrievable? Just a thought. Well, after being that profound, I can't play menthol Meredith here exactly. So we'll take a very quick 1.5 minute break and come back with Carlin, and then we'll come back from that, I hope.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich workers who don't give a about them. They don't give a about you. They don't give a about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
How about that, huh? Truer than ever.
That's right.
Rosie's amazed because
your timing is impeccable.
Yes. All right, now that the serious part of the show is over, let's go to Menthol Meredith for her summary of yesterday's ecliptical experience.
dang winner of the eclipse. While all y'all mouth breathers was staring up at the stupid sun, I ripped off the Dollar Tree. Big time. Yep, I timed it just right, so I got to the Dollar Tree a couple minutes before it started. Then, when all the yahoos that worked there went outside, man, I crammed my pantyhose full of crap that I wanted and then just walked out of there like la-ti-da-ti-da. And in my left leg, I crammed Doritos, Pennzoil, and roach spray. And in my right leg, I crammed fruit roll-ups, a couple pregnancy tests, and a carton of Newports. Dang, I'm smart. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. My ex-cousin Crystal asked me to do the pyrotechnics at her goat's gender reveal, so I need to get off of here and load up on kerosene and burn cream.
A goat gender reveal. I don't think I've ever been to one of those.
Me either.
In fact, I've never been. I did attend one gender reveal, and that's when we were asked by the, is it the MRI person that does the sonogram operator, do you want to know the sex of your baby? Kind of looked at each other, and I thought, well, yeah, that way we can prepare for a boy or a girl. Mm-hmm. Never occurred to us that we might invite 50 or 100 people over to the house and explode something in a shower of blue or pink.
No.
So that everybody finds out at once. Of course, we haven't had one of those weird stories. I mean, some people have been seriously hurt trying to outdo each other with the gender reveal thing. I may look for some of that audio. But this article in the Atlantic magazine, and I'm not a subscriber or generally reader, but I am looking out for trends. And the latest thing that the left is trying to stick up our butts. The chattery class has a new fixation, says The Atlantic. It's called polyamory. What began as a trickle of discourse, see, the word discourse tells you right away that somewhere in here sex is involved, as shows including Succession and Scenes from a Marriage streamed open relationships into our living room, has become a veritable flood. Past weeks and months have seen stories ranging from wide-eyed prurient in the New Yorker, the New York Times, the Financial Times, NPR. I got an article about them, too. And the Wall Street Journal. At the center of recent discussions is Mare, or rather more, a memoir of an open marriage by Molly Roden Winter. I read her stuff all the time. Don't you?
No.
A polyamorous life is lived by a white, wealthy, heterosexual Brooklynite. Well, here's the sad part, everybody, and I hate to let you down because we're just getting started on this thing, but I'd have to pay to see the rest of the article.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, and I'm not paying for this piece of crap ever. I'll read what I can. That obsession is evident today in Instagram affirmations, Goop, and the often toxic sex positivity of an app-dominated dating scene, but its roots go back decades. As the historian Christopher Lash wrote in 1977, this worldview assumes that psychic health and personal liberation are synonymous with the absence of inner restraints, inhibitions, and, quote, hang-ups. And what could offer more liberation than throwing off the constraints of one of humanity's oldest institutions, monogamous marriage?
That's right.
And then it starts fading, and I can't read it past that. And I'm not paying for The Atlantic, but it's a thing. Maybe we'll find a free article about that topic somewhere else. Don't forget, friends, if you don't currently have somebody that is your go-to team when your car needs service, whether it's the basics, oil change, lube, tire rotation, fluid check, safety inspection or brakes, or something more serious, Don Duncan All American Auto and Tire stands ready to serve you with three locations, top-notch technicians, and people dedicated to the highest standards of customer service. So they take your excuses away. If you have to be somewhere, your office or your house or whatever, bring your car there and they'll get you back to where you need to go. When your car is ready, they'll let you know and make an arrangement to reunite the two of you. It's really simple. If you have car insurance repair policy, they honor those because they can pretty much fix any situation that your car happens to have. With three locations perfectly situated in the river region, from high atop Mount Duncan, where you can see Prattville and Deetsville and even Slapout on a clear day, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road just north of Vaughan, look for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, with wholesale price tires, by the way. Always quote a price that includes installation, on Facebook. It's our first traffic update of the afternoon. What's going on, Skipper?
We have a new accident, 2200 block of East South Boulevard. If you're coming from Woodley Road, that's going to be right before Baptist. Use caution there. We've also got an accident on Troy Highway at East South Boulevard. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. They're calling that a major crash. And on Ann Street in front of Ross Dress for Less, we had a vehicle fire a few minutes ago. We're hoping they got that out. Watch out there. Very busy everywhere else around the area. Keep it here. We will keep you updated on traffic. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery Police Chief Daryl Albert has been placed on administrative leave. Mayor Stephen Reed made the announcement Monday afternoon. Mayor Reed did not give a reason for the change, saying that will be announced when the matter is concluded. The city of Montgomery and about 150 residents are filing lawsuits against a company that owns four apartment complexes in the area. The lawsuit seeks to hold the owners of Woodley Oaks, Woodley Terrace, McGee Park, and Woodley Gardens accountable for dangerous and unlivable conditions. If you purchased some weighted groceries or bagged fruit from Walmart in recent years, you may be eligible for a cash payment from a class action lawsuit settlement. Walmart has agreed to pay $45 million to settle the litigation. Impacted consumers can now submit claims for cash payments. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
I'm Alabama's personal injury attorney, Johnny Adams. Alabama's personal injury law firm is the Johnny Adams Law Firm. If you've been injured, call 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Big weather changes soon, but for tonight, maybe a few Isolated showers perhaps. Overnight low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, widespread rain and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and more likely in the evening and nighttime hours. Locally, heavy rainfall totals, a severe weather risk with all modes of severe weather possible. High in the upper 70s tomorrow. Some leftover showers first half of the day Thursday, high 73. Nice weather Friday, Saturday, Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. I want to thank Correspondent Lee King for sending this story to us. I'm sure it's available elsewhere, but from... And by the way, that Walmart settlement, you got to have all your receipts. You got to prove that you bought overweighted vegetables. Don't get too excited. Country singer Winona Judd's daughter is currently in the Elmore County Jail. According to the Sheriff's Office, Grace Kelly is in jail, charged with indecent exposure and obstructing governmental operations. She was arrested and charged with indecent exposure and obstructing governmental operations on April 5th as a $1,000 bond. According to court documents, she exposed her breasts and lower body at the busy intersection of I-65 and Highway 14.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a very public display there. And sat on the roadside edge and refused to comply with the officer. Her last listed address was in Eufaula. According to some news sources, the 27-year-old has had a troubled past with previous arrests for drug charges, making, selling, and distributing methamphetamine, and then leaving a court-mandated drug recovery program early. I really have never heard of her, and every family will have can have something like this happen very easily, so we're not judging here, but very low profile arrest, to say the least, as we welcome Black Caesar as our first caller of the afternoon. Nice to have you with us, since everybody else pretty much hates me now.
What's going on, Jim?
I don't know. I'm going through, like a lot of people, we had, you know, the great excitement of the air show, the eclipse yesterday. Where's our Tuesday treat besides this show?
That's what we want. The area where I grew up in was so close to Maxwell Air Force Base that I would see those shows every day for free almost.
Yeah.
And when I see it was, then some of those big B bombers, whatever, they flew so low I could see what they was watching on TV.
Probably it was you. They're probably spying on the neighborhood.
I know, right? Look, I don't know if a lot of people have done this, but I was, you know, teenager out in the basketball court, and guess what I saw?
What did you see?
Halley's Comet.
Wow.
Halley's Comet? Back in 86?
Yes.
That was kind of hard to see. It was a big disappointment to me because I read about it as a kid and I kept thinking, wow, 1986, that's so far away. I can't wait to see this amazing ball of flame dominating the sky, and it turned out to be this like 1-inch thing. Has anybody else been expecting something bigger and ended up with an inch of something? It's just preposterous.
I tell you, right hand up to the sky, I looked up. I was on the basketball court just shooting free throws and looked up and I looked and I said, oh my goodness, there it is. And it was just flying, soaring through the sky.
Yeah, and it'll be back again. Let's see, it's every 86 years. 86 was 14. We're 24 into this, so that's 38. So in another 38 years, it'll come by again.
Well, I saw Halley's Comet. That's one thing I can say. I haven't achieved nothing else in this whole, like you said, miserable life.
But we're not playing one-upsmanship here, but I also saw Comet Kohoutek in 1982, but that's only because I was invited to fly in the Concorde and go up to an altitude where you could actually see this damn thing. That was another one. The scientists said it was going to be this spectacular showing. It was called Kohoutek after some Russian astronomer. It was probably collusion. And again, the expectations were set very high, and the comet itself was like a diddly little thing. No big deal.
That'd be a good question. How many people have actually seen a comet?
Well, there was a thing visible in totality yesterday called the Devil's Tail Comet. And I saw pictures of that. That was kind of impressive.
Yeah, I've seen shooting stars, which I guess are comets.
Well, yeah. I've seen, we talked about when Miss Murray was on the show, Devil's Tower, and the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. That's a place, usually the weather's pretty good there. On a clear night, you can lay on your back on the ground or in a sleeping bag and look up and see nonstop shooting stars. You have no idea how much is actually going on out there until you do something like that.
Yeah, you can't see them in the city. There's too much light.
Too much ambient light.
You know, yeah. I need to get me a telescope because I really would like to see, if possible, you know, just more stuff. What's going on out there? Just stars. Just to see. I mean, we're actually floating. Remember that show called The Big Blue Marble?
Yeah.
I mean, we're just actually just out in the middle of space, in the middle of nowhere. Who knows where the hell we at?
You know what? That's probably one of the most honest things that's been said on this show ever. You're right.
Yeah.
We think we know, but do we really? I think there's a lot out there that we don't know yet.
Yep. All right, my friend.
Good to hear from you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Caesar. 272-9228. With the eclipse yesterday, I did play this clip this morning. I'm playing it now.
Of watching.
All right, where is that coming from? I see. Oh, it's still Joe. I played this clip this morning, but it's worth a re-listen because being in the total eclipse yesterday really hit a lot of people emotionally.
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off. I'm going to get emotional. This is just unbelievable. And we're just about to totality here. The next minute, we're looking for the diamond ring. Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the diamond ring.
See the corona and have one at the same time. We now go to correspondent Station Wagon Pete.
Good afternoon, Greg.
How are you?
Hey.
I'm doing well, sir. Hey, back in the mid-90s, there was a comet called Hale-Bopp that was...
Hale-Bopp, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, back in the 90s, I was stationed in Germany, and where we lived out in the country, there was virtually no light pollution, so it was an absolutely fantastic phenomenon for about 30 days.
I remember it, but I don't believe I saw Hale-Bopp.
It was pretty impressive.
I'm trying to ask a question to quantify how, like, did it have a long tail? Was it?
It didn't have an overly long tail, but it was definitely on a clear, without the light pollution, you had a magnificent view of it.
I see.
So.
Well, I remember. Funny you bring that up. I'm very appreciative that you resurrected Hale-Bopp.
Yep. All right, Greg, Rosie, have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
All right. You know, it'd be kind of interesting to ask people, what's the most amazing thing you've ever experienced in that realm? Something you saw. In fact, last week, I think it was on the morning show, mentioned that one of the greatest things I've ever seen from an airplane was flying from Tucson to Phoenix, and they are like two diamonds sitting in the middle of this vast black velvet landscape. and we were midway between the two, and you could see these just glittering gems in the darkness of the desert night, and that was really, really impressive. And I consider that, well, that's man and nature combining together. Hi, who am I speaking to?
This is Cooter.
Who?
Cooter.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that name.
Well, yeah, I'm a first-time caller.
Well, no wonder. Why don't you say
something? Aren't you talking about comets?
And yes.
I want you to tell my story. It was late one night. It was dark as all get out. I was walking down this road out in the country where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, this Ford Comet come running through, almost run me into the ditch there.
Oh.
We're all talking about comets, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, that was a fast car.
That was scary, man. Most of them ever come to a comet.
Hey, can I tell you something real quick?
You silly sausage.
You are. That's amazing. Thank you, Cooter. Who made the comet? Was that a Mercury? I think it was. Anyway, anybody have a moment where life puts you in this breathtaking vista? It doesn't have to be an eclipse or a comet. Just something that kind of took your breath away. We will excerpt our first view of naked people from this discussion. I mean, that is God's work, but I'm talking about things that you can visit as a tourist.
The harvest moon at the seaside, when you at the ocean.
Yes, and I get it. In the Pacific, on the, you know, the sunset, yes. In the Pacific is just dazzling.
Yeah.
Hi, who are we speaking with here?
Hey, this Black Caesar, I hate to call back.
No.
But one evening, sitting in the dining room with my grandmother and everything, a bolt of lightning struck a tree in our backyard.
Wow.
And when I tell you, I felt like we didn't know what the heck was going on. It cracked the whole tree down the middle.
We had something similar happen here live during this show.
I remember that.
Yeah. Four is ringing. A number of minutes before it actually happened, we could hear the thunder. Joey and I, he was still producing at that point. We heard this rumble getting closer and closer. And I just said offhandedly, wouldn't it be wild if we got struck by lightning? And then about 5 minutes later, we sure as hell did. Right above our heads.
Man, that you talk about scary.
Oh, that man. You could feel the impulse, the energy.
Exactly.
Yeah, the bolt itself didn't penetrate the roof, but the energy from the bolt did. And I ended up rolling to the back wall, and Joey said he saw my skeleton. I'm still skeptical on that, but... people trust Joy. We'll take his word for it. Thanks for calling back, Black Caesar. We have Barbara.
Good afternoon. How are y'all doing today?
Good. Great.
I'm glad you changed the subject. I'm sick of all this politic and mess.
Everybody is. A sausage company did a survey. Americans are up to here with it.
And absolutely.
That's one reason why, if there's news, I'll take you there. But I'm looking for other things to discuss.
Fun stuff. My first experience seeing the Grand Canyon. We were in the plane, we flew over it, and the Grand Canyon, or the Colorado River, looked like a string until I got down to where, and I had a special place to see it, not where all the rest of the tourists see it, because I had friends that lived there.
Right.
It was magnificent.
Yeah, when you realize the thousands of million, whatever, how many years are required for a river to drill a riverbed that deep.
Absolutely.
It's an amazing. I've never seen it in person, but I've flown over it many, many times.
You should make that one of your bucket list items, Brett, because it was fantastic. It was just unbelievable. The colors, as the sun changed, oh my word.
I would have a similar experience if I were to actually see Dealey Plaza in Dallas up close, because that event has been such a part of my life and has so much to do with what's happening today that I think that would be pretty heavy, man, if I were able to see it. But I don't know that's going to happen.
And tell me what it was again?
Dealey Plaza, where JFK was shot.
Oh. Oh, wow, yeah.
Because they say that there's no experience like seeing it in person because it's so much smaller than it appears on video.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Well, I thank you very much. And as usual, I listen to the show, but I got out of the habit of calling. I just listen.
Well, I'm glad. As long as you're listening. Call when you can. Call when you feel inspired. And just keep listening. Thank you, Barbara. Soldier Boy.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, one of my great adventures were when I was stationed in Germany, I had the opportunity to take a hop in from Rhein-Main, Frankfurt, into England and London, and I got to see Wimbledon, and I got to see Boris Becker and Steffi Graf and Jimmy Connors.
You know, that's interesting you mentioned that, because I have talked about the topic of celebrity places. I wouldn't put Grand Canyon on the list. It's a natural wonder, okay? But I remember when I got to Paris, the first time I really had a good look at the Eiffel Tower, it was like seeing a famous celebrity human being, except it's a
Absolutely.
Tower. But that's something, that's one of those things, you know, we learned about when we were kids. Seeing it for the first time in person is just different.
Did you see the Mona Lisa? I went to Paris.
I did see the Mona Lisa in the Louvre.
Overrated, I thought. But you know who's the greatest, one of the greatest singers ever buried there, though, don't you? And I had a shot of Jack with him. Jim Morrison,
yeah, he's buried in France.
Yeah, Paris. Yep.
I did not go to Morrison's grave. I didn't feel compelled to do it, although I was a fan.
I was amazed that it was the number fourth. I also got the chance when I was in Italy. I got to see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And the Italian people, who said, I don't understand why everybody thinks it's a great thing. I said, and they had these concrete injectors because it was leaning too far. It was ready to fall.
Right.
And the guy says, I don't know why people think it's such a great thing to see. He says, a bunch of my stupid damn Italian relatives have built something on marsh and architects didn't figure that out. And that's how it leaned. There's too much on marshland. That's where it
was. Is that why it is? It wasn't an engineering disaster? Okay.
Yeah, it was an engineering disaster. They should have never put it on. There's three different monuments on there. There's one with its giant doors, like 100-foot doors, and then there's a cathedral next, and it's like right smack in the middle of the city. But when I went to see it, we couldn't stand on it because you could almost jump off the third scalpel into the hotel next to it because it was leaning that much, and they were trying to correct it by putting these injectors with concrete underneath and trying to pull it back up from falling. It's fixed now.
Yeah, it still leans though, right?
Straight,
I mean, that's
that, still leans.
If they made that thing straight, who would go to Pisa?
Nobody would go to see it.
They go to Pisa.
He was amazed how many people who get to see and think it's a great thing. He says it's actually an architectural disaster.
Yeah, well, it's just one of those things. When's it going to fall? I remember seeing, that's another one I remember seeing pictures of as a kid, wondering, I wonder if it'll tip over in my lifetime. Thanks for the call, Soldier Boy. Anybody else have a contribution? Something you saw in person?
The Painted Desert.
What's that?
I'm not sure if it's New Mexico or Arizona, but it looks like somebody painted the desert. The oranges and the reds.
Oh.
It's beautiful. Spectacular.
I have not seen the Painted Desert. And New Mexico, I'm pretty sure, is one of the 57 states I haven't been to. I once made a list of all the states I have not been to or set foot in.
Mm-hmm.
New Mexico was one. I've definitely been in more than half. Always wanted to do a fall tour through the Northeast. I'll grab this one live. Hi, who are we speaking with? Good afternoon.
Hey, this is T. Sear, and I was fortunate enough to see a lunar eclipse while sitting on a beach in Panama City, Florida. That was phenomenal.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of lunar eclipses, and they are. In fact, I remember in 1994 there was one, a full lunar eclipse, and I kept my daughter up late to watch that because I said, "Honey, the moon's going to disappear."
Yeah.
And she thought that was pretty cool.
It was. It really was. To me, it was much better than the solar eclipse. You could sit and really enjoy it instead of worried about different things like your eyes and this sort of thing.
But I do understand, though, why the people that traveled and made around, thanks for the call, had such an emotional reaction to the totality moment. I mean, I think that would have been worth the trip. I have friends in San Antonio. I could have gone there very easily, but just taking the time off and driving that far, I'll take everybody's word for it, I guess. And we'll wrap up the hour with Eric the dog.
Hola.
Hola.
I think probably the coolest thing I ever saw was a double rainbow from a helicopter, where they were both complete circles.
Really?
In Hawaii, yeah.
Hang on a second. I want to see if I can, if I still have this in the system. Oh, man. Where is it? Is it under double or is it under rainbow? Hang on, everybody. Be patient. We do things on the fly on this show. Rainbow Man. All right. This is the guy witnessing a double rainbow. So let's listen to him.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow. Oh, my God. It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense. Whoa, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God. Whoa. Oh, wow.
I think he was on.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my God, look at that. It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow. Oh my God, it's full on. Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Double rainbow, man. But Rosie thinks he was high. I don't know that that's true, because this is Jim Cantore seeing his first thunder snow.
Oh, yes! Yes! Oh. Yes! We got it, baby! We got it! We got it! Woo! Woo! We got it!
He's more excited than Double Rainbow Man.
Well, he's a weatherman.
Hey, I got a quick question, Greg.
Yes.
What do you think? You think the Swedish chef is giving old Joe voice lessons?
The who?
Or conversation lessons. The Swedish chef. You know.
Oh.
You know that guy from the Muppets. When I heard him earlier, I swear the Swedish chef was on there.
No, but I like the metaphor. It works for me. Thank you, my friend.
All right, y'all. Adios.
Adios. What I'm going to do now is talk about Bama Lanes, and then later this afternoon, if Rosie prompts me, I will give away Eatin' Bowl for Two at Bama Lanes.
Okay.
And Bama Lanes, for those of you who are of grandparental age, that doesn't make you old, but oftentimes you get to borrow them, and the question becomes, okay, what to do? And you know, they're so into their tech and their pads and their games and everything else, you almost feel like you're left out if you're not familiar with that stuff. If you're not listening to Jay Scott here on Saturday afternoons at 4 o'clock for in-game chat, take them to the bowling alley. Steve Landers, who has Bama Lanes on Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and Bama Lanes in Prattville, he invested heavily to refurbish these facilities to make them state-of-the-art. Great for bowling, but with plenty of side attractions for the whole family to enjoy. And I'm just telling you because I've seen it hundreds of times during my glorious bowling career. When little kids get up there with a real ball and knock down real pins, that is a moment. It's a moment you'll want to capture on video because they get so excited because it's the real thing. It's not a video game. It's actually something they made happen. Even if they use one of those aimer devices, or you put the ball, all right, damn it, where do you want it to go? It's still fun. It's good family fun. At Bama Lanes, you know.